You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Alav Shalom, on the way to the house of his Sadiq uncle. So now we see the story about the shepherds. So there's a dialogue going on there. There's a question and answer. So Yaakov Alav Shalom asked his shepherds, "Do you know Lavan? Is he okay?" And what did they answer? Yeah, so he asked, "Hashalom lo vayomeru shalom." So he asked, how's he doing? Is he okay? He's calm? He's in peace? Say, so yeah. So now the question is, why Yaakov Alav Shalom is asking these details from the shepherd? Why there's any need for it? Yaakov Alav Shalom, make sure that Lavan is in a good mood. What's the reason? Why did he needed to know that his father-in-law-to-be, when he meets him, is okay?
He wanted to make a deal with him.
Make a deal?
Deal, so you can leave him.
So you cannot make a deal with the bad mood people? No? So you have to make sure they're in a good mood?
Well, it depends.
How Sephorno Zatzal, this is a very beautiful thing. Just imagine somebody, Chas V'Shalom, just for the sake of discussion, you know, he had an accident, right? And Baruch Hashem, it was okay, but the car was, how do you call it?
Lost.
Yeah. The car was totaled, right? So now, when you run into this person, what should be your behavior? You should smile? You should be look sad? How you should approach him? Happy? So if he sees you happy, so how is he going to feel? He's going to be get very upset, very angry.
Yeah.
No? So now to approach to such a person at this moment, how you should, you know, behave? I mean, how should you look? Down? I know, but how he should see you when he runs to you? Not happy, right? Because if somebody had a bad day, and then you're trying to cheer him up, so then he's going to get angry and get it out of control, no? So now Rav Sofono is teaching us that actually, that's what Yaakov Alav Shalom was trying to make sure. That you have to make sure that your behavior matches the circumstances. So now, let's say you go home, and then you're jumping up and down, and then at home, they had a really tough time, you know, to clean up the house, take care of the kids, you know, prepare the dinner. So then, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? It's going to be a Gog and Magog. Because then it would seem like you don't care what I went through, what I did, you know. So here, when Yaakov and Avshalom is asking, Hashalom lo? So yeah. Shalom. It's okay. So he wanted to make sure when he's approaching his father-in-law-to-be that his attitude will matches what he's all about. But if, you know, he's not in a good situation, you cannot run into him and start smiling and hugging him and then trying, you know, dancing and this and that. So that's... it's a very important matter that in life you have to make sure some people, they're not ready, like, right away to change their mood. You cannot, you know, start singing for them. And then they're going to get more upset. So, you know what I'm going through, what idea I had, then you're singing for me. So then, Chas V'Shalom, you know, you're going to get more angry. Is that true? And here is a very delicate point that we have to make sure when you sing and you smile at people, they have a potential for it. But if not, it's just like, you know, what use does it make when you're trying to direct people or sing the Ivrei Torah and people are taking a nap? Is it going to work? Is it going to work?
No.
It's not going to work. Why? Because they're not ready for it. So this is one of the very beautiful messages that we learn from here that make sure now you could run into a customer or a customer runs to the balabait, and then you don't know how to handle it, and then you can hasu shalom lose the opportunity. It's a very practical thing that you have to make sure that people, sometimes they're not ready, or maybe they're not available. So you have to make sure, postpone it for later. So now here, when he runs to them, he tries to guide them. He says, how come you're sitting around? How come you're not doing anything? You know, they have, it's a long day. So now if a newcomer walks in to your store and says, you know what, you have to put this here and put that here, the light is not suitable for here, what are you going to tell him? Are you going to tell him? This is the exit. Exit is over there. So how could it be? Yaakov Nolam Shalom is a newcomer to the city. He said, why are you just sitting around? How come you're not doing anything? What's wrong with you? To the shepherd. He's saying, yes. Because before it becomes night, they're just sitting around. So you know, yesterday, you know what happened? Yesterday, before he arrives there, what happened?
He was sleeping by the...
Right. And then why he start, you know, sleeping? What happened?
He was tired after 14 years of learning.
No, we learned that he arranged tefillat
Arvit.
Well, what happened? All of a sudden he started doing Arvit. What happened? What happened? Because he became night early, right? He says, Vayifkeh b'makom. So Hashem made the night early. So Yaakov Nolam Shalom will stop at Beit HaMikdash, right? So now this shepherd, they said, yesterday, all of a sudden it became night. So now they got stuck yesterday. So they thought today also is going to be the same thing. So that's why they stopped working right in the middle of the day. Because they were scared, like yesterday that became night early. Today is going to happen the same thing. So now here we see a beautiful thing. A newcomer comes and says, you know, you have to redecorate your house, your store. You say, it doesn't look good. And they listen. Say, yeah, you know, it's like this, it's like that. How would you listen to a stranger? How? How did they accept the direction of Yaakov Nolam Shalom? How?
As opposed to what?
As I explained, this is the exit. What are you talking about? Who are you telling us what to do? Where did you come from? What's your name? No?
Yes.
So here, there's a very powerful remedy. And how Yaakov Nolam Shalom directed them? How did he direct them? What did he tell them? Did he tell them? He told them, Ahai. What does Ahai mean?
My brothers.
That works. As long as one realizes you only mean well and it's only for his goodness, then listen to him. But if they don't sense that you mean well and it's only you try to order them around and demand, they're not going to listen to it. So this is an unbelievable point that we see. If Yaakov Nolam Shalom was able to make him listen. How? Ahai, my brothers. And that applies for any aspect of relationship that we're involved with. Friends, co-workers, employers, at home. And if they don't feel that, you know, we mean well, and we only concerned about them, they're not going to listen. It's impossible to listen. Why? Because who would listen? So, you know, you're demanding, you're ordering me around, you know, it's only, you know, you like to take care of yourself. They're not going to listen. But here, the point here is, if you make him believe that it's not for my sake, I'm only concerned about you, and I care about you, So then the whole circumstances is going to change. But as long as there is a feeling that it's only is ordering around and trying to make it better for himself, so it's not going to work. So that's why we see unbelievable thing. A stranger comes to the city and he sees people that they need to shape up. And he goes to stretch and tell him. But how does he tell him? Ahai, me'ainate. So that means you cannot go straight to people and say, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that, you know. God forbid, you know, they don't know what you're doing. So then they're not going to listen to you. So to create such an atmosphere takes a lot of time and lots of work and lots of chokmah that make you believe and only concerned about you. And you see how things will change. People die, no follow, they listen. And not only that, they will want you to direct them. And that's what we have to work on. That could be brothers, could be children, could be spouse. You have to make sure that they have the impression that they only want their benefit. And you see, the whole atmosphere is going to change. Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.